There's been a huge debate that has raged for years, maybe longer than that, all the way back, I guess, to the time of Jesus, as to whether a Christian can have a demon or not. Now, I remember Don Basham saying a Christian can have anything he wants to. But can a Christian have it? That's not the real question. The question is, can a person who has totally sold out to God, who has invited the Holy Spirit into his life, who has given over the throne of his life to God and has invited Jesus to sit on the throne of his life, who has moved off of the throne himself and who has enthroned Jesus in his life, can that person be possessed by a demon? By demon forces. Can that person, is it possible for demons to take up habitation in that person? And I have finally gone back through the scriptures and looked, and I'm at a place now of saying that only unbelievers are open to demon habitation. Possession, that if Christ rules on the throne of your life, then Christ is Lord of your life. If the Holy Spirit lives in your life, then the holiness of the Holy Spirit is greater than the unholiness of the unholy spirits. And the light expels the darkness that would come in and inhabit your life. Now, I've been around demon-possessed people, and they are horrible people. They are tortured people. Demons take them over and rule and possess their lives, totally directing and controlling their lives. But is, can a life be dually controlled? Can it be controlled by a demon and controlled by God at the same time? And I believe that the scriptures are very, very plain in saying that a person cannot be controlled by both forces at the same time. Now, if you have a theology that says you can be saved one day and lost the next day, then I guess that means you could be free from demons one day and filled with demons the next day. But as I read through the scripture again, I find that if Christ ever really controls and takes over your life, that once you come under him, he will in no wise cast you out. And that you are in his hand from that time forward, that he controls your life. And demon-possessed people are therefore those who have never really turned their lives over to Jesus Christ. But that does not mean that a child of God will not be greatly oppressed by demon forces. In fact, once you become a child of God, you are now open more to demon oppression and attack than perhaps you were as an unbeliever when the demon simply inhabited and controlled and ruled your life, because now the attacks come from the outside.